A lot of stories around today about the escalating crisis in Indigenous incarceration, and it is a crisis. There's a new report out today which has given rise to this conversation by the Australian Law Reform Commission. It has a list of recommendations, but lawyers at the coalface say identifying the problems isn't the issue. The Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody 26 years ago firmly established that entrenched disadvantage, poverty and an endemic cycle of trauma all contribute to criminal offending. Yet since that landmark report, there have been dozens of others, and still Indigenous Australians are now the most jailed people in the world as a percentage of our population. So where to from here? Stephanie Zillman has a report.
A report that plainly sets out the bleak reality of Aboriginal incarceration. The Australian Law Reform Commission's inquiry report mirrors dozens of others. It notes there are more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders locked up than ever before, and lists 35 recommendations about what needs to change. One of them is that prisoner programs need to be relevant to the people they're meant to serve.
I have had clients that don't speak English, that are illiterate and innumerate, and they turn up at their hearing with a certificate saying that they have completed this rehabilitation program. I know that generally that program is not facilitated with interpreters.
Marty Ost is the president of the Northern Territory's Criminal Lawyers Association. He's also the general counsel at the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency. The program he's talking about is the only rehabilitation program that's currently on offer to his clients who are remanded in custody. For others, like those who are serving sentences of less than 12 months, the situation is just as bleak.
The real issue is that the programs generally don't exist, and any programs that do exist have waiting lists that are so extreme that most people finish their sentence before actually having access to the program, even if they do self-refer. So one of these major issues, of course, is that the people that are in custody ultimately come out of custody without having had an opportunity to better themselves through focused rehabilitative programs that address underlying issues.
Marty Ost believes that a lack of improvement in Aboriginal incarceration rates isn't related to a lack of funding, but that investments are continually missing the mark. There's also been no progress when it comes to repealing mandatory sentencing laws that disproportionately impact Aboriginal offenders.
There needs to be a focus on alcohol rehabilitation, drug rehabilitation, identifying mental health issues at an early time.
Maurie Bales, the President of the Law Council of Australia, welcomed the Law Reform Commission's report, but agreed that many of its recommendations mirrored those that have long been on the table, like introducing firm targets for improvement.
Let's be serious about justice reinvestment. This is the notion that if you can spend some money at the beginning to interrupt the cycle as to what's going on, to address the economic need, to address drug and alcohol addiction, at that point in time, you'll save a lot of money down the way.
In particular, he's worried about the number of Indigenous women now being locked up.
One of the most disturbing parts reflected on by the Reform Commission is the number of women who are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and going into prison. That particular part of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population is increasing dramatically, and we need to have eyes on that and understand why that's happening.
Maurie Bales is the President of the Law Council of Australia. Stephanie Zillman with our report.